Hey, Power Diary friends, Danielle here. You're listening to this week's episode of the Practice Power Up Podcast with Damian Adler. In this episode of the Damian and Danielle Download, Damian and I will discuss the latest and greatest happenings here at Power Diary. As always, there's a lot going on and we can't wait for you to tune in. Enjoy. Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Damian and Danielle Download. Damian, how are you today?
Great. Thank you. Hello. How are you?
I am good. We've had a busy month.
And we have indeed.
A lot of really exciting features have been released. We also got a new award we're going to talk about and all the good. So why don't we jump right in it and I will get my stopwatch started.
Yeah, I was going to say, I normally have my timer going and I'm going to put it on right now so that I can keep an eye on it and make sure that I don't talk for too long. Okay, let's jump straight in. So releases and highlights are a few things that have been released since we last spoke, so in the last few weeks. So first one, very cool feature, file attachments on client forms. So client forms, of course, are the secure online forms that you can send out to clients to collect information, and you can have the form content automatically merge and, you know, populate the client profile and so forth. So we've had that for a long time, but we've added a new feature now where clients can attach files to the form. So the use case, the scenario is, there's lots of actually reasons to do this, but the common sorts of things are, let's say you're sending a client intake form for a brand new client, and they may have a bunch of documentation that they need to bring in or provide as part of that. So very commonly, a GP or physician referral, maybe there's test results, they've got a bunch of files, and they want to send that through. So now there is an option that you can allow clients to attach files when they're completing the form. So they might complete the intake form and then attach whatever files that they have. And then when they submit it, that securely goes into the client's records on the system. And so then you have that there. And that means you don't need to have them bring in, you know, paper stuff or...
I love that. Well, think of all the admin time, so you don't have to photocopy them or, you know, have them bring them to your desk. It's like uploaded immediately from their computer. It could be their insurance card, that referral letter, all that things. And it's right there on the client profile, on the form itself, that once it gets triggered back into the system. Now, how would they get these client forms to their clients? They can just grab that and put it into their communications templates, correct?
Exactly. Yes, that's right. So, I mean, people can send out forms manually if they want, but the most common way to do it is when you develop a form, there's a little merge field ID. So you can go into the form and grab that ID. And if you put that into any of your communication templates, so if you put that into an email template or even an SMS template, when you use that template, so let's say on your client portal, someone registers, you trigger an automatic email off to them. Within that template, you can have your intake form.
Yeah.
And so that will create the form immediately and automatically. You don't have to do anything. And that sort of allows, you know, the forms really, you know, they have lots of purpose, but they are designed, you know, one of the key reasons is to allow you before a session to get all the information, not have admin having to admit it, like to enter it manually, but also you can better prepare for a session, right? Because you have the background information and so forth. But with this, this gives an added dimension to that. So if you've got the referral information, test results, all of that before you even see the client, and having it, you know, happen, you know, automatically because the client's uploading it, it means preparing for that new client, you can actually review the form and get all that history and then review anything that they've attached. And you can attach all the client can attach, I think we've got up to 10 files on that one form. So that allows for multiple, you know, they just drag it on or select it from their folder and whack it in. So it's designed to be very easy for the client to do, and you know, it all comes through.
And I think it's just, so if you actually, let's say, you know, so it's 10 files per like field. So per little, you know, area that you add them to, and up to 30 megabytes of data. So that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a pretty large file size. So, but I think let's say you want it like multi, you could do two, so you could get 20 on there if you really wanted to. I don't know when 20 files of
I think,
information would be necessary or whatever, but 10 is a lot and 30 is a lot. So I think they're pretty good. And I actually tested this today. So if you've already got like a client intake form that's going out and you've already developed it, you could just go and update that client intake form that's already on those communications templates and just update it with this merge field that you want added. And when the next time that goes out as a standard communications, you don't have to do anything. It's already done because you, as long as you save it and update it, you're good to go. So,
That's it. You don't have to remake the form.
nope.
You add it in just like any other field, essentially, that you have, when you're making your forms and customizing them. So you just add that in and say, yep, I want them to also be able to attach files to this particular template, and away you go. So
Awesome.
no, it's really good. We've had a lot of feedback, a lot of requests for that, and it's a natural evolution of that idea of collecting information securely in advance, efficiently, saving admin time and allowing clinicians to be better prepared. And it's amazing. We've only just put this really, like, it's a very, very newly released feature, and it's amazing to see the number of people that already have added these fields on and are collecting information. So really excited to have that one out, and a lot of designing and development goes into getting something like that out. Like, it ideally
Yeah.
looks nice and simple and easy to use, but to achieve that, there's a whole lot of work that gets in the back end, and making sure all the security elements are covered off and so forth. So
Security element, huge. Yeah,
the
good stuff.
product team and the developers and the engineers have done a amazing job with this, and very glad to have that out there in the hands of customers, and making things more efficient.
Awesome.
Okay, next thing that we have released. So this is a more minor one, but it's one of those, sometimes we call them like a quality of life improvement or something.
Yeah.
But there was some feedback around, in some cases, when people were generating from a letter template, for instance, and they were turning it into a PDF because they wanted to print it. There's a bit of inconsistency in the kind of font. So we've made a change and added a sort of a different font into the sort of system to enable better translation of what people are actually seeing to the printed document, or the PDF, really. And then
PDF, yeah.
PDF people will then print it, or they can email it, or whatever they want to do. But so that's something that's out there and is released. So that was good to get done in the last few weeks. And then another feature that is about to be released, and perhaps by the time you're listening to this,
Hopefully by the time you guys are listening, it's out there already,
it's
but it's
out
coming
there.
very soon if it isn't out there already. I think we're safe to go ahead and speak on
Yep,
it. So
we'll talk about it. A new feature will kind of allow, when you're de deleting a client profile, there'll actually be like a 48-hour sort of delay, essentially, on deleting. In other words, or a better way to put it is that profile can be, reanimated, if you like, within that sort of 48-hour window. And the history to this is that there are circumstances where people end up with duplicate profiles for various reasons, or there's been a data entry issue, and someone has entered two slightly just differently spelt client profiles, or maybe a client has returned to the clinic, and there was, not, people weren't aware that there was an existing profile. They didn't sort of search for it, created a new one, and now, okay. So in that case, profiles, if someone has the right level of access, can be deleted. So you can delete the sort of the client record. Now, we have mechanisms to prevent people from accidentally deleting, right? So you select the one, we have a confirmation screen. Are you sure this can't be undone? Then another one, the next confirmation screen, where they physically have to type delete, right? So
Yeah.
that provides multiple safety mechanisms against someone just sort of being distracted and clicking yes, and wiping the file. Despite that, though, what does happen is sometimes, for whatever reason, people still may delete the wrong client Well, profile.
Damien, we are human, so accidents
Yeah,
do happen.
that's right. And it's one of those things that when that happens, it's the clinic and the person who's done it is often feeling it. Yeah,
Aesthetic.
they're panicking. They're very very concerned about that. There's the loss or the concern about that loss of data. And what normally happens is that there's a realization very soon after they've done it, right? That uh-oh, that was the wrong one, because they go to do the next admin task related to the correct client profile and think, hang on, that looks wrong. Oh no, have I really? And they look at the log file, because in the log file it records everything that's happening, and they realize, I've deleted the wrong
Oh
one, right? So this
no.
is a exactly, and we get distress contact, from people, and asking, what can be done. And to try and recover when it has gone through that multiple delete sort of phase, it's an extremely complex, involved, process, and can't necessarily, that it's not a certainly not a straightforward thing, because there's requirements about how we do delete information and all the rest of it, right? So, what looking at that, what is about to be released, and like I say, maybe out there by the time people are listening to this. Is a function that for the first 48 hours, there is a capacity to sort of, to sort of undelete, to kind of delay on it being permanently removed. And then that means that if people have that realization, that they have, there is at least a safety mechanism that is kind of built into it that allows reduction in panic and concern, and or kind of, go with it. So, something that is hopefully people aren't needing to use all the time, but when there is a scenario that people need to use it, they'll, I think, certainly appreciate having that functionality there, and making sure that if there's human error, that we're accounting for that and can give them a pathway out of that.
Well, it's kind of like, in your mailbox, when you delete something, it goes into a deleted folder for a little bit and then it actually goes away. So this just allows to have that little bit of pause before it's poof, gone. So you get 48 hours to discover that poof, gone. I think that's good. And, because you don't want, again, if you really want something deleted, you want to delete it. But at the same time, this is allowing you to have that oops time. And we are all human, unfortunately. I could see that scenario in a zillion different ways. Maybe someone's got the same name as someone else. I mean, I could see how that could an accident could happen. So I think this is a nice yes, again, quality of life too. Make my heart palpitations stop.
And I think it sometimes happens when there's where sometimes clinics will kind of have a focused period of time where they're sort of cleaning up their record management, so they might sit down for an afternoon and say, look, let's make sure that we don't have any duplicates. And and I think it's in those scenarios where they're kind of used to sitting there and maybe deleting a whole bunch over the course of an afternoon or something, and kind of gets a little bit automated, and then something like that happens. So we hope people like it. I think it will certainly help in those circumstances
I think it's
that
going to be very
naturally
helpful.
happen.
Awesome. So, that's like the big stuff. And I think that was a really good time to kind of do that.
Now, you want to talk about, we've got some awards, right? Like this,
We did.
since we last. Now, we've got some big ones here that, do you want to take us through that?
Yeah, so I feel really, I'm really proud of all the awards we've been earning lately from G2. I mean, it's really a testament to, the team and the work that they're putting into the software with everything that we talk about, each every one of these downloads. So this is huge though. So we ranked number 65 out of the global fastest growing products. So that's global. So in the whole world, they have a list of 100 people. Power Diary got on that list. And as we know, there are a ton of products out there. There's a ton of softwares. So for us to be named on this 100 list, being number 65, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm just so proud and
Amazing.
delighted. And
Amazing. And when looking, I was looking at some of them that are below, like the 65, And you know, they it's some of them are like household names, some
Yeah.
of the biggest companies in the world, which
I
is
think there was an
amazing.
Amazon one on there or something. I mean, like an Amazon Web Services. Then there was, I
Microsoft
can't.
365, and yeah, there was a
Yeah.
few that are just so really exciting to see, to see that. And I think the feedback, comes from our customers, right? Customers sort of, do reviews and
Yes.
provide that kind of feedback. And it's amazing. Then they use a whole bunch of metrics to kind of track this stuff, and amazing to see. And so that was the global fastest growing products. And then there was another one that was focused on something to do with more the Australia, New Zealand, so not factoring in the other areas.
Yeah,
What
more
was that again?
regionally focused. So this
Okay.
is best software companies, so company in Australia and New Zealand, and we got number 16. So
Wow. Yeah.
again, there's only 25 on this list. It's a very short list. It's amazing, for the work that you guys have done, because you guys started in Australia. So to really be recognized as one of the best software companies there. I mean, that's huge. And again, this is where you started. That's where you began. So I think it's awesome to be on that list. I mean, so again, some of the companies we beat out on that list, I mean,
It's
it's
kind
an
of
honor to be included. And again, and I think for both of these, so being the top 100 globally, the top 20, like these are, to honor to be anywhere on these lists and to have the rankings we did on both is just, oh my God, it's so special. And it really, again, as someone who works here and I'm proud to be here and what we're doing and the mission behind our software, again, being that we're doing this for health practitioners to make their lives easier, to make their businesses run more efficiently. I mean, it's an honor, I think for all of us employees to get this ranking, and it's huge. So
Yeah, it's
kudos
very
to the team.
mate, it's amazing. Like you said, sort of quite, humbling to see that. And we weren't they came in the same time period too, and we thought, wow, that's amazing. And it's funny too, it was only, it seems like not that long ago that, Paul and I were like, well, let's build this, and I wonder if anyone wants to, if anyone else would want to use it. It's just like, this seems to be what, and so it's lovely. I mean, that now is a long time ago in reality, but it doesn't seem like very long ago that it was, essentially an
So
experiment to
13
see if it
years?
actually,
Is it
yeah,
13 years?
it's
13 years?
probably in that ballpark. I'd have to think about it more, but yeah, it is actually quite a
Gosh.
long time, but it seems recent. So, and look, thank you to everyone that provides and completes surveys and things at G2, and that is part of that, and all the feedback that they're receiving. And yeah, so we really appreciate it. And yeah, it's exciting, great for the team to see as well, all the work that's,
Absolutely. And if you haven't reviewed us, head on over and
yeah.
do it right now. And if you want to add to your review that you love hearing our download too, we wouldn't mind. No, I'm just teasing. No, head
Shameless
on
plug.
over. Head on
Okay.
over. Definitely give us a review, and we'd love the feedback and let us know how we're doing. So awesome. Good job, guys. Good job,
Absolutely.
team.
Absolutely. No. So next thing, just I guess growth, just tying into, in fact, those growth acknowledgement. But as a team, we're growing really strongly. So even in the last, I think it was only a few weeks or a month or so, isn't it? We've had, I think we're up to about 8 new team members over that
Yeah.
last little while, which is exciting. And the people that have joined us, we're particularly excited about as well. So we've been very consistently growing out our engineering
Yep.
resources, has been an ongoing work, and our HR and our people have been doing an amazing job at getting just the exact sort of type of people that we want on the team and share the values and mission. So that's been really great. But then in other areas too, where we are, we've been picking up some really wonderful team members. So that's been great, and it just allows, the more, it becomes a positive, vicious cycle, if you like, that the more, people that have the same kind of vision and same dedication that we attract to the team and want to join us, that means we can get more things out, we can,
Yep.
provide better and better service. And so, it's really exciting, and it's great to see that. Now, when we have our town halls and our big company-wide. It's amazing the now where all the Zoom squares, on the
All the Zoom squares, and you're kind of like looking around, and you're like, ooh, what are they doing? Ooh. And you're, because everybody's doing something different, you're kind of checking out everyone's backgrounds. And but I think, yeah, the town halls are they're getting they well, they've always been super fun, and it's nice to see the growth there too. So yay, welcome to the team, new members. There are quite a few, and we are really proud to have them on board. So that's awesome. All right,
Wonderful.
well, that covers it today, folks. Thank you for joining Damien and I for the Damien and Danielle download. Damien, you got any last
Thanks,
words?
Danielle. No,
All
we'll
right.
see you
Leave
next
it at
time.
that. All right. See you later, guys. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Practice Power Up podcast with Damien Adler. Come back often and make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback is important.